This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth about Benghazi?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Democrats are all talk and no action.
Fighting for Idaho.
How about the A-10 platform? There's never been a question in my mind that it's going to go away. The question is when.
We're always going to be ready when the governor calls us up and when the president calls on us to go overseas and take care of our nation's wars. We're going to do that too.
Fighting for you.
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Woo!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you all for joining us. We do appreciate it. Coming up next hour, the CUNA schools. Should they pass the levy? Should they not pass the levy? We'll hear from a group that's coming in to make their case. We are looking forward to that. The big news that everybody's buzzing about last night, Anderson Cooper had on Donald Sterling, and he wasn't very happy with, let's say, Magic Johnson. You've got the new, the new CEO of the Clippers and everything else. You know, it comes to a point. And I have to go to a Facebook post about what is and what isn't important. And this Michael Sam kissing the dude, man kissing the dude, and all these other issues. And they're not social issues. They're just basically issues designed to distract, destroy, disrupt the American culture. And I have to tell you, I got this from Facebook, which was fascinating. There's a picture of the First Lady. And she's got her Twitter feed with Bring Back Our Girls. And yes, we want the girls back, although that's easier said than done. The Nigerian captives and everything else, very easily said than done. And then you have the terrorist jabroni making his latest run for reality TV, laughing at us. Is this what we've become? Is this really what we've become? It's like an episode of 24 where, in fact, we are just helpless. Are we not the United States of America? And we'll get to those stories. But I want to start with something that I hope that everyone everywhere can relate to and can resonate with. And that's this story involving the Nigerian girls. And we have the First Lady tweeting and the president saying, I need to get those girls back at 580KIDO. And this Facebook post said, he's going after the girls, but what about our boys? And we're talking about the four people that were killed in Benghazi by our allies, the Libyans. And remember, it was this program, with the help of our friend Barry Peterson, that when that story broke, we kept replaying the clip of Hillary Clinton, who was lost again and again and again. Remember the clip that doesn't get played by the media that much anymore, where Hillary Clinton could not understand why the Libyans turned on us, why the Libyans went after us, why the Libyans sought to destroy us? That's the question. And so when we talk about Benghazi, we should never, ever, ever forget. But wouldn't you like to see, just for a moment, half of the attention that's on the Nigerian folks, which unfortunately happens more often than not, and then you have this character, this pirate, this Captain Cactus Jack, whatever his name is, boasting about it, wouldn't you like to see a lot more of the attention not only on the Nigerian hostages, but on the Americans that were killed, don't you think? So we'll talk a little bit about that as we move along. By the way, our intelligence expert, Kerry Patton, will rejoin us as well, and we look forward to speaking with Kerry Right now, we talked a little bit about this on Facebook. And, you know, if it's on Facebook, it must be true. And here's the question. What does the Beverly Hills Hotel, what does Jay Leno, the Beverly Hills Hotel, and Ellen DeGeneres have in common? With us now is Joy Brown to tell us. Joy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Actually, it's Kevin. But
Kevin, I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It happens all the time.
It's a little early in the morning for me. Excuse me.
Well, no, I appreciate that. I have the lady at Albertson that calls me Steve Miller. I wish I was Steve Miller sometimes, you know? But anyway, Joy, a pleasure to have you with us here. So this is a big story that's resonating not only in California but across the country.
It is. I mean, who would have guessed that, you know, we've got on the East Coast, women are up here protesting the Nigerian kidnappings, which as you just said, were horrible. Of course, it's, you know, that's happening. On the West Coast, they're protesting the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is owned by the Sultan of Brunei, who just installed Sharia law. And, and the common thread is Sharia law. And, of course, something that I'm calling Shariaism. So this is a worldwide political movement of men. Like, if we say very simple, these are men who bully women in a very strategic network in the name of religion, who think that they have a God-given right to control women and free speech and everything else. The hope is that these people, the Ellen DeGeneres of the world, will continue to learn about this issue, because I think right now there's a very limited understanding of really what's going on. It's kind of like it's over there and it's not over here. And Shariaism is here. And I applaud the fact that we're going over there. It's a terrible situation with Nigeria. And we have women in this country that are abused day in and day out. Over 1,000 young girls each year are married off in forced marriages. They're taken from this country back to their native countries, bringing an older guy back they've never met before.
Joy, we're going to put you, whoops, sorry, we hung up on Joy. Joy Brighton there, Shariaism, her book. We're gonna get her back some other time. The phone just is horrible. We can't take calls. So I can't subject you that support us and pay good money to listen to the station to that. Thank you, Joy. I apologize. We'll get you back on until we get the phones fixed. It'll be like old school where it's 4 hours of me just talking to you. But, I mean, my ears were bleeding listening to that. It was unlistenable. All right. It is 6:12 here at 580KIDO, and she's right. The battle to control women and everyone else, Sharia law, it's going on all over the world. It's unfortunate. Let's get back to this other issue here. Wouldn't you like to say, I was going to say, give me a call, but you can't. So anyway, what we'll do here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, is, you know, talk about some big issues. Hopefully, you know, again, we apologize. These technical things happen. The line was just bad, and if the lines are bad, then we'll just drive on. Anyway, you think about all this attention with the Nigerian girls and everything else. The international community is surrounding itself, but don't we have a sense of helplessness? I mean, the president of the United States, and if you were doing something else, I don't blame you, but the president of the United States the other day was going on and on and on about, I wish I could do something. I'm the most powerful man in the world, and I can't save these girls. Well, sure you can. It's called the U.S. Seventh Fleet. It's called, you know, overwhelming power. But if you do that once, you're going to have to do it again. And whether you've watched Obama's America 2016 by Dinesh D'Souza, whether you've taken a look at our diminished capacities, I mean, we're talking about some guy, some thug with an AK-47 creating videos and getting separate and equal time as the president of the United States of America. I mean, that's where we're at here. This third world tin horn dictator. And who knows, and I say this, because one day I'll wake up and I'll be a civilian again after 20 years of doing this. So I always give you that. Okay. Yeah, that's going over in my bones. We'll just let it go. We're good. We're good. Twenty years of doing this, I have seen the erosion of conservatives, of social conservatives, of others. I see it with the Bundy situation. So let me say this now as a cultural conservative to you at 580 KIDO, while I still can. The idea that you have this person, this terrorist that Hillary Clinton refused to put on the terrorist list, advocating, laughing, insulting us is one thing. But for another, for him to all of a sudden start proudly converting Christian girls to Islam, and then forcing those girls to denounce Christianity, to denounce their faith, is abhorrent. And in the country where we proudly proclaim tolerance in the name of Michael Sam man-kissing another person, where is our tolerance towards Christianity? Now, we can go on and on about Michael Sam versus Tim Tebow, but this is deeper. Here you have these young girls that are being sold. You have this terrorist thug doing it. And we have the administration being exposed for exactly what they are. Impotent. Neutered. Really. Or in the Game of Thrones, they'd say flayed. Now they've upped the ante with the social media. You know how it is. If you're in a fight in the parking lot, and God forbid anybody of us ever get into a fight anymore, nobody cares about your Twitter followers. Nobody cares about your Facebook fans. And that means nothing to this guy. You can't put pressure on a man who lives in the jungle with AK-47s and has no contempt, no respect for religion, that he's willing to do these religious atrocities in front of the world. And then we have the most powerful man in the world, our leader, our hero, our president, saying he can't do anything about it. And then we have the first lady with a Twitter thing, bring back our girls. I didn't know the Nigerian girls were our girls, number one. And number two, where was this when it came to Benghazi? A thought. Let's take a listen.
We have no reason to question its authenticity. Our intelligence experts are combing over every detail of it for clues that might help in the ongoing efforts to secure the release of the girls.
To secure the release of the girls. Well, the girls are gone. And this guy is laughing at us. How would you handle the situation? How would I handle this situation? That's a Nigerian situation. The guy in the fedora should be able to handle that. I would pray for them. Does that mean you just run in there and you're the world's policeman? Remember, the president got us out of Iraq, got us out of Afghanistan, because we're not the world's policeman. These things happen. They're horrible. Where is the international community condemning Nigeria? Oh, we don't want to put pressure on the fedora guy. Where is the international community condemning this terrorist? Where was Hillary Clinton in the State Department? I mean, and I'm sorry for giving you facts and figures and opinions so early in the morning, my friends, but look, this hopefully this gives somebody hope against Hillary Clinton. You talk about a disaster, and maybe somebody that can complete a coherent sentence or the won't end a sentence on a prepositional phrase, which Kevin Miller does all the time, will actually write a book and say Hillary Clinton's term as Secretary of State has to be one of the most disastrous in our nation's history. Look at the Middle East before and after. Look at Russia before and after. Look at Africa before and after. And based on that record, you want to elect her president? Think about that. Also, do want to remind you, this is the last day you'll hear from me concerning the Statesman's Contest. Now, they've taken it off their main pages. So what you have to do, you have to send me an email like Randy did earlier this morning, and I will send you the link, or you can go to the KIDO AM Facebook, the 580 KIDO Facebook, or my personal Facebook, Kevin Miller, and you'll find the link to the Best of the Treasure Valley. Look, they've changed the rules on this. This allows us an opportunity to continue our influence. Doesn't matter if the phones work, doesn't matter if the signal's staticky. What matters is you and the message that you represent. So Section 13, Kevin Miller, I would appreciate it, and you'd be doing a lot to help us stay employed and justify our existence. We do appreciate that. It is 619, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Abe Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Organization has investigated this to death. This animates the right wing of the Republican Party. And I would like to point out that Ambassador Stevens was not murdered. He died of smoke inhalation in the safe room in CIA installation.
Been, I don't think that's the fact,
but
it
changes. That, I think that is
no,
a
I think I've heard a drastically different story from people who are also in the know about that. So I don't think it was a terrorist attack,
Eleanor. He was murdered in a terrorist attack.
It was an opportunistic terrorist attack that
opportunistic
that grew out of that video.
There were
demonstrations across the world because of that.
Not in Benghazi. There was no video related to it at all.
Still opportunistic, and it's still a CIA. And if you're going to put people on trial, we should put David Petraeus on trial.
Well, bring him
not Hillary Clinton.
He should testify too.
Nobody's
going to answer.
Boy, you got to love the McLaughlin Group. Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning here. 580 KIDO. Eleanor Clift, it just leaves me tongue-tied, doesn't it? It leaves me tongue-tied that here you have that Ambassador Chris Stevens was not murdered. He died of smoke inhalation. Well, who set the embassy on fire, Eleanor? Who set the embassy on fire? Who started this thing? Sadly, we may never know. We know it was the Libyans. We know it was other folks. We know the administration's covering something up, right? Sad. Sad but true that we have a reporter, Eleanor Clift of Newsweek, sitting back covering this up. Well, he died of smoke inhalation. And let's put David Petraeus on trial. What would that entail? What would that solve, putting David Petraeus on trial? For adultery, maybe, but not for anything else to do with Benghazi. Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here, 627 at 580KIDO. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, we will talk to our friends with the Friends of the CUNA School District. They are advocating a levy issue. Remember, the levy was shot down earlier. Now they're back. They're going to tell you why it's important that this levy is passed. We'll take your phone calls at 580-5436. We'll also talk to our friend Kerry Patton at the 8 o'clock hour about the Nigerian situation, about the power of Putin, and get this, the front page of Drudge today, the Iranians have cloned our drone. How exciting. So I guess we'll have clone wars coming up very soon, and drone wars, if you will. So we've got that going on. Other issues, we've got the Donald Sterling charade. Donald Sterling not being very nice to Irvin Magic Johnson last night on Anderson Cooper.
He's a good person, and he... What am I going to say? Has he done everything he can do to help minorities? I don't think so. But I'll say it. I'll say it. You know, he's great. But I just don't think he is a good example for the children of Los Angeles.
And he goes on to talk about Magic Johnson. And surprisingly, it's not in the politically correct Fox feed here, where he talks about Magic Johnson contracting AIDS in the early 90s, when several NBA players, several black NBA players, did not want anything to do with Magic Johnson. They did not want to contract AIDS. And David Stern, others thought that Magic Johnson would be dead by now, which shows you, I suppose, the advances that have been made in the AIDS drugs and everything else. Now, do you forget that Magic Johnson contracted AIDS, according to Donald Sterling, by sleeping with all these women? Is that a character flaw, or do we just forget about it because Irvin Magic Johnson is a charismatic former athlete that has a likability factor off the charts? And compared to Donald Sterling, what this sets up is if you're going to go after Sterling, I'm sure he has a file on everybody, including all the owners, and he won't have a problem going down with the ship. What this does say, though, about America today at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, is simply that we need, and I hate to keep repeating this, that we need more critical thinking skills. I mean, is this woman going to be charged for what she did, for taping Mr. Sterling illegally? I believe in California, you have to have two people to consent to have something taped. Does that mean that when you're hanging out with your buddies and you say something inappropriate, that they can tape that and use that against you to publicly humiliate you? That's the precedent being set here. Is this the end of private conversations? You know, we take a look at, and Stephen A. Smith was talking about this yesterday when he told Michael Sam to get a room and he's man-kissing his boyfriend. Now, the only reason why they showed that was to promote a man kissing a man. And you have people in the Treasure Valley saying that what they would say to their kids is, well, that's two people loving each other. Well, do we really need to see that on a sports channel? I would say not. And I would say to the person that is advocating that, get some religion yourself. You know, how about flipping off the TV? You know, do people really need to be exposed to that, that disagree with that, that lifestyle? I mean, where are, you know, if we talk about the differences in cultural conservatism and the religious right to the homosexual community, how many people are mainstream Christians versus homosexuals? Homosexuals are Christians. I mean, the idea that we see this promotion again and again and again, and you should have the right to say, I disagree with it. But to sit there and rip and criticize and threaten to fire people because they, in fact, have said, I don't like Michael Sam kissing his boyfriend, man kissing his boyfriend, is absurd in America today. Donald Sterling, whether you agree with his statements or not, they're offensive. He should have the right to say them. I don't believe that he should lose his business for what he said. Cliven Bundy, who said offensive things, he apologized for him. How come we're willing to accept the apology of the president, the former president, when they slip up, but we won't accept the apology of everyone? It's kind of like the selective N-word vibe, if you will. Well, some people can say it, some people can't. And the rules change all the time. And then we have, you know, again, these are problems that we create. Let's get back to the simple, basic issues. Number one, getting people employed. Number two, faith, family, and freedom. And having the ability to express those thoughts in America today, right? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
New.
The organization has investigated this to death. This animates the right wing of the Republican Party. And I would like to point out that Ambassador Stevens was not murdered. He died of smoke inhalation in the safe room in CIA installation.
I don't think that's
and
with cat fat.
It changes that. I think that is
no. I think I've heard a drastically different story from people who are also in the know about that. So I don't think it was attack.
Eleanor, he was murdered in a
terrorist attack. An opportunistic terrorist attack.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And getting back to a couple of the other issues that we're talking about Benghazi, Eleanor Clift saying that Chris Stevens was killed by smoke inhalation. Again, sad but true. Let me apologize in advance for the nature of this clip, but I thought it was rather salty. And if you have children, you might want to take them away from the radio for a second, not too long, but this is a clip by Representative James Clyburn. He came out with a new book, and he really talks a little bit about Bill Clinton and what he's like behind the scenes. Let's take a listen.
I do have the experience of having...
You said my BlackBerry vibrated. I looked at my watch. It was 2:15 in the morning. A powerful voice on the other end said, if you bastards want to fight, you damn well will get one. Yeah. That was Bill Clinton on the phone.
Yes, it was. He was very upset. His wife had just suffered a major defeat in the South Carolina primary, and I had not been involved in it. But Bill Clinton thought otherwise. Because
he thought you were pulling the levers behind the scenes for
yes,
Senator Obama.
Sure. He had a right to feel that way. But we all have our emotions tested sometimes.
What did that do to your relationship with President Clinton?
We got over that. We met by accident several weeks later. We've seen each other several times since. I think everything's okay.
And I know you don't like hypotheticals for a candidate who's not announced office, but in practice, is Hillary Clinton one of the things the Democratic Party needs going forward? Would she make a good president?
She's one of the things, absolutely, she would make an excellent president. I hope she runs.
They tried to prevent the American people.
And there we have it, James Clyburn talking about Bill Clinton being very angry at him for the South Carolina primary. Of course, Hillary Clinton lost that and then moved on to, well, not bigger or better things, but moved on to being the Secretary of State. Kevin Miller with you here. A few things that we are talking about. Number one, the truth about Benghazi, whether or not we will ever really learn the truth on that, and whether or not we should learn the truth, and whether or not people truly care. You have the press and the media narrative going on and on and on about, well, you know, we need to move on from that, and the Republicans are politicizing that. Well, you're right. The Republicans should be politicizing that because it's important. Here we have that, and we compare that to the lost young ladies in Nigeria. Shouldn't we have the same vim, the same vigor, the same quest to find out the truth? You know, for Ambassador Stevens and others, and you heard that clip that Ray Amaya just played at 580KIDO from the McLaughlin Group, where you have people saying the Republicans are trying to politicize this. Trey Gowdy, and I had a couple people post on my personal Facebook page to pray for him because he's going to be in the hot seat. You're right. He is going to be in the hot seat. It's not going to be good for him. It's not going to be good for him at all. Now, is it? That's number one. Number two, this whole movement towards doing something in Nigeria. Are we going to do anything when the president of the United States says he's not very powerful? Think about that. Locally, big news yesterday politically, as we're a week away from the primary election, hard to believe that it's actually happening here, where you have Russ Fulcher, Senator Fulcher, getting a big endorsement from Congressman Raul Labrador. Labrador has endorsed Lawrence Denny for Secretary of State, and now he's endorsed Senator Fulcher. And when we take a look at this, does this change the race? And is this welcomed endorsement too little too late? I will say this, regardless of the outcome, the rivalry, the feud, however you want to define it, between the Otters and Congressman Labrador will continue. I don't think that if the governor is reelected, he'll be Congressman Labrador will be invited to the governor's ball. Many people thought that the congressman should have run. He chose not to. Remember yesterday we disclosed, and you could find this at the Kevin Miller Hot List, the Washington Times story where you have Congressman Labrador looking to be the point man for immigration reform, where we're going to loosen the penalties, paraphrasing, so we can allow more guest workers into this country. High-tech guest workers. Dave Petzo and I got into this yesterday. Tea Party Bob called me at home, got into this with me yesterday. Folks, do you love America? Do you love America? Because despite the pablum being permeated throughout the politically correct press, I still love America. When's the last time we had a feel-good story about this country? You know, we're so blessed to live in Idaho. You get spoiled. You're on an airplane, whether you're going to Vegas or Salt Lake or anywhere else, and people just aren't as friendly as they are here. They've got an attitude. And I can remember working in another place. I would just do a show about, I would just say, do you love America? And the people that would call in and say, I hate America, I hate you, Kevin Miller, blah, blah, blah. And there are pockets in the country, not flyover country, where people hate this country and they're cheering its demise. But it comes back to love of country. And it comes back to the ability to articulate your message. And when it comes to nationalism, I think that that needs to be revived in this country. And I do have a problem with the guest worker program. I do have a problem with it. With all due respect to Congressman Labrador's position, which he's articulated for the last 4 years that he's been in office, high-tech companies do not need to import workers from other places. They do not need to import people from other countries. Dave Petzo took issue with me yesterday. You know why? You know why they do it, in my opinion? They import people because they don't have to pay them as much. They import these folks from these third world countries that are great engineers and everything else. They don't have to pay them as much. They can work them as long as they want. And if they don't like it, they can revoke their visa and we'll be seeing you. I'd like to see full employment for American engineers before we start loosening up the immigration for high-tech workers. And it wasn't until Mark Kerkorian from the Center for Immigration Studies spelled that out for me on this radio station at 580KIDO. Why in the world? Let's take away the big point when we're talking about nationalism and country and economic opportunity. If you're an engineer in this country, if you are brilliant and smart enough to get an engineering degree, then you should be employed in this country. You shouldn't have to compete with these evil, money-grubbing, globalistic companies that want to hire somebody who's not an American citizen and then have the audacity to say to you, to me, to God, to the Republic, that we don't have enough skilled Americans. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. And why is the Republican Party so heck-bent on their own personal destruction? I don't know if Sean Hannity will tell you this, but I will at 580KIDO. I think Glenn will tell you this. There's a big story in the Kevin Miller Hot List, the John Boehner and the Immigration Edition. Because you actually have Tom Donahoe from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce yelling at the Republican Party. Listen to this, that if the GOP does not pass immigration reform, don't even bother to field a presidential candidate. Quote, if the Republicans don't do it, they shouldn't bother to run a candidate in 2016. Donahue joked at an event on infrastructure investment in D.C. Think about it. Think about who the voters are. I just did that to get everybody's attention. Phil Hardy sending me emails yesterday about this, saying I'm wrong. Statistically, if all of a sudden you're going to say laws don't matter, then get rid of the speed limits. If you're going to say that citizenship doesn't matter, that people that have lived in this country for years don't have anything over people that have come here illegally, well, I don't know if there's reparations or anything like that or a certificate of authenticity. There should be something. So right now we have an abundance of people looking for work, so we're going to add to that pool. Well, Kevin, they're here already. Well, let's make it easier for them to take American jobs. Oh, you can't say that. That's xenophobic. Why not? Everybody else does. Back to the point. Do you love America? Do you love America? And look, Congressman Labrador, maybe he's shoring up his base. He's a true believer. Now, we may agree to disagree, but he's a good guy. But that doesn't mean that we have to agree with him on this immigration deal. I think it's wrong. I think it is wrong. And I will tell you this briefly. There's a point in my life that I was the belle of the New York and Washington media establishment. I was this on TV all the time. I was covering the Duke lacrosse case. And I covered it from their perspective. I got it wrong. It played well in New York and D.C. Didn't play well in North Carolina. That's exactly what's going on here with this immigration. It's not going to play well. And if all of a sudden people that are elected to look out for us aren't, then it's time to move on, right? Time to find somebody else. 6:51, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, quickly to Jim in Middleton at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, in line to what you're talking about, you know, we've got to have, the conversation has got to be pointed in the right direction. The problems with the immigration system and so forth was brought on by the politicians who didn't follow the law. And their solutions that they want to impose on us are worse even yet. So you were stating that one politician said that if the Republicans don't do something positive about the immigration problem, be it amnesty and what have you, they're not this, that, and the other. See, these guys keep getting off with this trash talk. And the fact is that we need to keep the politicians, we need to keep them held accountable, Kevin. And the fact of the matter is the only thing that's broken are these politicians. And for them to totally ignore the law and then try to turn it back, well, we're insensitive or we're racist and so forth and so on, it's just not right. So it needs to be pushed back in their court about how incompetent that they are and maybe even held liable. I mean, what's your take on that? I think that they need to be held accountable for them breaking the law.
Well, it'd be nice if we had the same passion that we do for the Nigerian hostages, for the Benghazi dead.
Well, exactly, but, you know, I don't want to say we need to call our politicians. I should say we need to continue to call our politicians, and Labrador is going to get another phone call. I called him 3 or 4 months ago, Kevin, in regards to his change on immigration.
Right.
And they said that, oh, no, his stance has never changed. He's not for amnesty and so forth. Okay, so I can't get a straight answer. I listen to your show, as you know, every day. I get a lot of good information.
Hang on, Jim. Quickly to traffic. Good morning, Dave. Hey, Jim, hang on. I'm going to talk to you off the air, all right? Hang on.
Okay.
All right, more with our friend Jim. Coming up, we'll talk about the CUNA levy. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning. Serving Meridian.